is on. It's a good day to get gone.
Here we are with our once a week overview, our chance to probe into the big stories, the top topics of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com, whose editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He's here with us to go through the top 10 stories, the top topics, and we're going to, I'm always interested in words, as you know, Michael. The word parse here comes into my mind because we often hear people talk about the word. Remember, this gets started when Bill Clinton was focused on is and the meaning of is and parsing that from whatever other thing is might mean other than is. So taking apart the stories and understanding what they mean conversationally, there are a lot of different spins. That's why we have such an exciting format here, the News Talk Radio format, which is what we review, both on radio and television and the so-called new media, the proliferation of conversation that sometimes is political, but not always, as is reflected by the list, the research done by the folks at Talkers to find out what really is going on these stations with the hosts and the programs around the country that are monitored by Michael and his staff. So we're going to go through them. We'll start with number 10 and sort of see. I know you're a big sports fan. So at number 10, the Major League Baseball season opening up, the Final Four, and the conversation that Mike Francesca, who is somebody that I guess is a friend, I say that with quotation marks around it. He's been at a number of your Talker seminars. He created quite a stir this week, did he not?
Yeah, a baseball player took paternity leave, and he mentioned it. So did some other people on his radio station in New York, WFAN, Boomer Esiason, who's pretty well known nationally, and his partner Craig Carton in the morning. They also got caught in this, and it got quite a coverage in the press. Talking about a Major League Baseball player took paternity leave for a couple of days while his wife had a baby, and they all mentioned that, hey, this is baseball. You know, I could see you missing one game, but, you know, enforcing this paternity leave law as an employee shouldn't apply to baseball players. You should be embarrassed doing that, and it caused a big stir among, you know, it's obviously a controversial topic that transcends sports, and it's an example of how sports talk can transcend sports and deal with issues that could easily be discussed on general talk radio.
Well, I think it was, frankly. I heard terms used like knuckle-dragger. Francesca didn't have a very progressive approach to it. And most of the men that I talked to, actually, Michael, this week on my Good Day radio program during the week were in agreement with the fact that this player took the 3 days off, thought it was appropriate. Interesting, one of the female members of the Klan didn't agree. It became a whole discussion not only about what's going on in baseball, but paternity leaves. That's one of the great things about this format. You can get started with one thing and a focus on one thing, and then it balloons out into the whole discussion, in this case, of whether or not men should have the same amount of paternity time off as women have for their maternal involvement when a baby is born.
And you see, I would personally think that it depends upon the circumstances of the household, who the primary caregiver is. There are many stay-at-home husbands today, and the roles, the traditional gender roles in terms of the family structure have changed over the years. So there is something to be said for, you know, in some cases, men having exactly the same customs in dealing with this law as women do, but you know, let's be real. Baseball players are not the same in terms of somebody who maybe works in a factory or works in a regular job. They're very wealthy. They make millions of dollars. They can afford to have help. They can afford to have nannies, nurses, housekeepers. It's a bit of a different situation. There are different professions that have different requirements and different expectations. So, I mean, it's not completely outrageous that this would be controversial. I have to defend Mike Francesa and the other posts there for really expressing something that the average person might express in the privacy of their own friendships and conversations. They're like, you have to take 3 days off when the baby's healthy and the wife is okay, and here it's opening day and the fans are expecting, you know, the team to do well, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's an interesting conversation, wouldn't you say?
I think it's a fascinating conversation, a great way for us to look at things other than the usual political stuff and to examine our standards and mores in America and how they are changing, especially with men now focused on this. It was when you and I were kids, I remember teaching school in the late 60s, early 70s, and one of the ladies got pregnant and had a baby, and her husband was also teaching in the same school, and he had it was just something that was introduced into the legalities of the union agreements, and 8 weeks was called for as a paternal. You get 6 months of your mother and 8 weeks of your father, and this guy took the 8 weeks, and it was the first time it was done, and a lot of people were uncomfortable with it for some of the same reasons that Francesca enumerated, but yet it's now become part of the standard. And as you suggested, maybe it's an individual thing, but with our thinking in America today of wanting uniformity and unions and lawyers and all these other things, you could understand that there would be all kinds of discrimination lawsuits if the company says, well, this applies to you over there, but it doesn't apply to you over here. How the heck do you explain that?
When you bring in the law, when you suddenly, you know, document and you know, make laws about social customs, they have to be even-handed. That's where people who don't want too much government involvement in things, you know, that's one of their points, is that the law, in its need to be even-handed, can't always understand the spirit of the law, can't always understand the nuances of the sociological things that the law is supposed to be, you know, enforced for protecting. And as a result, laws are often abused, or aspects of their enforcement seem ridiculous when looked at in specific cases. That's why it's good to be very careful about what you make, you know, code and law.
Yep.
On the other hand, it's understandable. I mean, there are injustices that people have to be protected. So this is an ongoing struggle, and it's certainly worth talking about. It's very sociological, and it is political, too.
Good stuff on News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, is here as we review the top 10 stories this week on the Talk Countdown. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. for a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5314. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
The discussion of the top hits in talk radio in the countdown. Michael Harrison is here, who is the big honcho at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Number 9 this week. A lot of discussion about the film Noah, which opened last week, and the wonder whether it's stuck to the Bible or whether it's heresy or whatever it is. Michael, what have you heard about it?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it because it looks like a pretty entertaining film. And I believe Russell Crowe plays the part of Noah.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors. And it looks like a real spectacle. When I was a kid, I remember being really, really influenced by the Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille's movie. I must have seen it 100 times.
Really?
And oh, yes. I loved that film. And partially because it inspired me spiritually, because and partially because it was like a science fiction movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that made it so exciting as a kid, I wasn't raised in a very religious family, so there wasn't a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But what I found fascinating about the Ten Commandments as a kid, which I'm talking, I was 8 or 9 years old, was that it was a science fiction movie that was true. In other words, because this was made by Cecil B. DeMille and it was Hollywood, and you know, in the late 50s, Hollywood was the standard of truth, and we believed what we saw on the silver screen. It was, and yet it had all these wild, you know, things happening, all these supernatural things going on, you know, floods and Red Sea opening up, and locusts and plagues and fire from the sky. That it was the most amazing thing, because here as a kid, you're watching something, and unlike all the other wild movies with supernatural stuff, this one was true. So it was. It really had an impact on me. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because a literal, you know, there's a lot of controversy over the interpretation of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a movie like that in years. And today, with people being so more outspoken about their interpretation of religion, and talk radio and conversation shows and all of that, it's very hard to make a movie about the Bible, have it on the big screen, have it meet today's standards of entertainment, and not have people take issue with the word of the Bible, the truth, the interpretation. So there has been tremendous criticism about the interpretation of this movie.
Yep.
And how accurate it is.
All right, tied with that at number 9, the latest from the search for Flight 370, some more items have been spotted, but none of them are associated with a plane, as has been the case. A big criticism in most of the discussion that I've heard, other than how much money is being spent to look for this plane that may not even be in the ocean, is the way that CNN and other news outlets have covered this. Interesting how, again, the news media gets to be part of the story, Michael.
Well, the news media has really latched onto this because it's a mystery, and the criticism here is of the news media taking advantage and milking a story like this. When you know, for a story to be journalistic, it has to move forward, and this story has not moved forward for a very long time.
No, it's going on.
And yet, the media has played it and played it and played it. It'd be like a newspaper playing the same story on the front page every day.
Right.
Rewriting it.
All right. Number 8 and number 7 coming right up here as we continue to look at the top 10 items on the Talkers Countdown this week.
Oh. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Continue our overview of the top topics of the week in talk radio and on talk television, courtesy of the expertise and the research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com along with Talkers Radio. A lot of interesting radio programs are there that are uniquely part of talkers.com and Talkers Television. It's a whole industry that Michael has put together. The mainstay built around the issues that are being discussed, and that's what this review is about. We've done number 10, which is the season opening for the Major League Baseball teams. Number 9, the discussion about the film Noah, and a little conversation about the airliner that still hasn't been found. I don't know how much time this needs. This goes on every spring. Number 8, the tensions between the North and the South in Korea. The South gets all worried and worked up about missile launches. Much ado about nothing, Michael.
I would never say that anything is a much ado about nothing. I would say that we don't fully understand foreign affairs. Whenever I sit down with an expert on foreign affairs, a real expert, I'm always amazed at how thin the discussion of foreign affairs in the media is and how little Americans know, including myself. I'm sure that the troubles between North and South Korea are quite complex and certainly much ado about something, but it just seems to go on and on. And foreign affairs is very interesting, how we really don't know it the same way citizens in other countries know about what's going on in the world as Americans. So, South Korea tensions, number 8, and let it suffice to say there's a lot going on there, but most of us don't fully get it.
Well, I think that goes into the discussion that might stem out of this. One of the great things about, as we were talking about with the baseball issue, is how many things can come out of this discussion. One of them is how horrible our school system is and how we've dumbed down everybody. Why wouldn't this be an important part of understanding what's going on in the world? Where are these countries? I mean, remember when the Iraq war started? Most of the people you talked to didn't even know where Iraq was.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, don't even get me started on that. I mean, I saw some coverage on major networks on television about the beginning of the Iraq war. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how much time we have, but there was one thing that just stands out in my mind. One of the morning news shows, I think it was ABC's Morning News, Diane Sawyer, was interviewing school children in Iraq several days before the war broke out, the second war, when we were about to invade. And she was talking to the children about, you know, do we ever wonder why our people can't get along? why our people can't get along as if we were going to war against the Iraqi people. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this on television, and we were going to war supposedly to liberate the Iraqi people.
Yeah, right.
And it blew. I was screaming at the television, going, "What are you telling these kids? And what are you broadcasting to the public? Mm-hmm. This is wrong. You're misinterpreting the whole purpose of this war." And then it went downhill from there. We never understood what that was about.
All right. Speaking of understanding and going downhill, let's spend a minute on the congressional Benghazi hearings, which continue this week. Number 7 on the charts has to do with the finger pointing and who may have been. Mike Rogers comes into the scene this week, the congressman who's retiring to get a job as a talk radio host. Apparently, he may have been behind part of the cover up.
Well, do you think that he's leaving his position because he doesn't want to be exposed? Or do you think he's leaving his position because he somehow thinks the grass is greener on this side of the fence?
I don't know. Maybe there's a little of both. There's an interesting story about another host in Hartford who used to be the governor of Connecticut.
Yeah, John Rowland is in trouble again.
Yeah, he's leaving his job as a talk radio host because he may have been inappropriately using campaign funds.
You really know things have gotten bad when people have to leave jobs as a talk show host. I mean, I could see leaving. This guy was thrown out of the governorship, to jail, and now he's being thrown out of his radio show.
Right.
I mean, the opposite was Rogers. I mean, look, I don't know the reasons why Rogers is quitting after 7 terms and is going to take a job as a talk show host, but how does it make you feel that a guy that is running the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Congress Intelligence Committee, this guy is a major player in United States government intelligence. How does it make you feel that he's leaving that to become a talk show host?
There you go. That's a question we'll ponder for a while. We're pondering all the questions. The top 6 items in the story column from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine as we continue here with Michael Harrison on the countdown. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As we continue our overview from the perspective of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the website where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television is, and the Bible of news and information that pertains to talk radio hosts, stations, the issues of the week. And that's what the chart is, top 10 items. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We are at number 6, just a review, number 10. The opening of the Major League Baseball season and the Final Four, the NCAA activities, sports talk radio in general. Number 9, the discussion of Noah, the film, and continuing conversation sort of tied with that is the discussion of where the Malaysian Airlines plane is. Number 8, North-South Korea tensions. Number 7, the discussion of the Benghazi hearings and yada, yada. There's now time for us to get from number 6 to number 1. Number 6 is the discussion of global warming. I'm going to throw a curve at you, Michael.
You've been asking what the temperature is in Celsius.
No, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a theory that has arisen out of my discussion on my Good Day radio program this week with this issue in the focus. The UN issued a report on global warming and the dire consequences of it. And one of the talk radio hosts that I heard discussing this as I was traveling in my car this week and up and down the coast, the eastern seaboard, I heard a discussion of this from the point of view of methane gas that comes out of cows. Now, you know that I'm a farmer. I'm a dairy farmer. So this is something that I pay a lot of attention to. And this fellow theorized that the reason that the that this whole discussion this week about the EPA and global warming has come together with a new rulemaking from the FDA that suggests that farmers ought not to be feeding their cows brewer's grain because it may have something in it that might affect the food chain. There is no incident, no complaint, no evidence that anything has ever happened to a cow who has eaten brewer's grain, but the FDA wants to make a rule that would require brewers to dry the grain and bag it, which would put every small and medium-sized brewer out of business. Also, the amount of money that farmers save, I use brewer's grain on my farm to feed my animals. They are dairy cows, and they do very well. They thrive on it. So for the FDA to say we need to investigate this and stop brewers from giving the brewery grain to the farmers smacks to me like another way of trying to put, Obama has said this on a number of occasions, and so have his people. They want to put farmers who are doing dairying out of business because of the methane gas and how it affects the environment. So this is just another way to chase farmers out of business because they can't afford $300 a ton for grain. This is free. It works well, and the cows enjoy it. Plus the fact they never said anything about the beer that's made from the same hops and grains. The beer, if it's no good for the cows, how can the beer that comes from it be any good for humans?
Well, one thing, they should make sure the cows don't drive after they after they have this grain.
That's true. I get too serious.
What the heck is brewer's grain?
Brewer's grain is leftover grain. It's leftover from, they use grain. That's how beer is made, by using grain, and the grain is cooked, and what comes out of it is what makes the flavor. So you use different kinds of grains for different flavors of beer. So it's all cooked. It's boiled. So whatever is in there would be cooked out of it if there were impurities to begin with. I mean, the thing that they put forth is asinine, but it does focus on how, when you put the two and two together, this talk host really made a lot of sense. And so here we have...
You should do a show about these things. You should do a farm show.
We could go to talkers.com, Talkers Radio, and you would find the weekly program that I do called The American Family Farmer, and you can be sure this issue is going to come up really soon. Anyway, meanwhile, back, I don't know if you have anything else to say about number six, the global warming debate, or we should...
Well, I don't know what the farm grain has to do with global warming.
Well, it has to do with the production of methane gas, which is, according to these people, destroying the atmosphere. That's why I put it together, because it's the FDA and the administration trying to put the farmer out of business because the gas that comes out of the cows is ruining the atmosphere.
See, the cows release a lot of emissions, don't they?
Not any more than you and me, actually. I mean, when you get right down to it, there are a lot more humans than there are cows, and there's a lot more gas coming out of us than coming out of them.
I've heard jokes about cows and methane, but I guess now it's being taken seriously.
Well, by people who haven't got a clue about reality, it is, yeah, right.
Wow.
All right, so anyway, shall we keep going?
What a gas.
Very good. Number five, Paul Ryan, the congressman who was the vice presidential candidate with Mitt Romney, and is considered by many Republicans to be the expert when it comes to the budget, has announced some cuts. That's raised some concerns. What have you heard?
Paul Ryan is certainly, you know, one of the more conservative, let's cut back members of the Republican Party in terms of that debate. He sort of came and went as a blip on the radar screen when he ran for vice president. I mean, I wonder how many people would remember, if you were to ask 100 people who ran for vice president in the last election. I wonder how many would remember Mitt Romney.
Hmm.
And I wonder how many would know who Joe Biden is at this point.
You know, it's interesting. I heard this week, I have often disagreed with Ann Coulter on a lot of things, but I've lately begun to think that she makes a lot of sense. She said on one talk program I heard this week that that Mitt Romney ought to be the candidate in 2016. Maybe that's something we save for number three, but it's really very, it's an interesting speculative point of view.
Well, because of some of the problems that Obama has run into, and this is obviously a higher number on our list, but you brought it up, because of a lot of the problems he's facing, and, you know, by the middle of the second term, presidents can appear rather ragged. Suddenly, Mitt Romney is looking better by comparison, and he could become like the Nixon of the Republican Party again. He could be reconstituted and brought back, because time sometimes makes people look better after, you know, events prove them to either be right or not so wrong.
Look at how good Bush looks now. I never thought I'd say that after looking at this guy for 6 years who's in there. All right, let's keep moving. Number four, this is very controversial. The Supreme Court ruled once again, many people think, a lot of talk radio hosts have been all over this, been very polarizing because on one hand there's a free speech issue, on the other hand there is money galore that will influence people in their voting. So the Supreme Court, after the Citizens United ruling a few years ago, came under tremendous criticism, as they have this week, for their allowing more money to be thrown at campaigns from very rich people.
Yeah, it's a problem, because there's no question that money and the influence of money in American electoral politics really does take away power from the average citizen. It does. There's no question about it, and that it has corrupted politics. On the other hand, to make laws against giving money is to prevent people from expressing themselves politically in a way that capitalism would expect, and that is through the use of putting your capital where your mouth is or where your voting is. So it's very controversial, and philosophically, it's not easy to come up with a compromise.
Nope. All right, the number 3, 2, and 1 issues of the week will be before us as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 17 and a half before the hour. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com is here with us. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Current immigration reform plans would establish quotas for workers in numerous industries and new bureaucracies to set the quotas. Many people are afraid of an unlimited influx of foreign labor, but if they look through the lens of liberty, they would realize that market demand is much stricter than artificial quotas because there's no way to violate it. No one hires people they don't need, so there is an absolute limit to employer demand. That limit is different every year and in every business. If there are 200,000 workers allowed, but demand is for 1 million, the rest will simply come illegally and employers will hire them rather than close their business. Instead, we should trust the principle as old as America itself. The market works.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 5-14, minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated, staples.com/copy and print for details.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com as we review the charts for the week of March 31st to April the 4th, 2014. We have covered Major League Baseball at number 10, the NOAA film at number 9, the Korean tensions at number 8, the congressional Benghazi hearing at 7, global warming at 6, Paul Ryan's budget cuts at 5, the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling at 4. Now we're up to the politics of the midterm elections and who may be running for the presidency in 2016. A lot of things are changing because of Obamacare, right, which is the number one. Now, I don't let the cat out of the bag here. Maybe we put the two of them together. But Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, is going to be the decider, is it not, in the midterm elections this fall?
I don't know if it's going to be the decider, but it certainly is one of the main issues out there. You know, a lot of Republicans are running on the platform that they will repeal Obamacare. And I'm sure that there might be a presidential, connection to that when 2016 comes around. Obamacare is a hot topic, but there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And we've reached a point in American politics where between midterm elections, which are always 2 years away, and the presidential election, every 4 years, we're always in election season. And the connection between the midterm and the presidential elections is profound. So, the presidential election is going on, and we're in a nonstop conversation about it.
Number two this week, the shooting at Fort Hood. Lots of people reminiscing, if you will, about what happened in 2009 with Major Hassan shooting those 13 soldiers. That was a terrorist attack. This was not. I wonder what happens to the families of those who were killed legally. Can they sue the government? I guess you can't sue the government, or can you, in this circumstance? What happens to these?
I'm not really sure about that, but it certainly is an interesting question. Most of the conversation has been about the psychological profile of the people that commit these terrible acts. And that's been a lot of the discussion. You know, what's the connection to illegal weapons? What's the connection to mental illness? Gun control, mental illness, profile of personality. These are the three elements that are in the mix in terms of this conversation.
Yeah, and it is where in the world you go with it. That's really the question. Where is it that we need to understand how these people are brought into the service, how they are screened? This guy didn't really have any service. He didn't really go to any theater of war. So why does he have PTSD or whatever it's called, post-traumatic stress disorder? And then the other thing that comes out of this discussion, Michael, on talk radio is how abysmally, horribly the Veterans Administration takes care of some of their own with regard to these maladies. In fact, they have gone so far as to muster out, throw out soldiers, dishonorable discharge, so they don't have to treat them. Find ways of dishonorably discharging soldiers so they don't have to treat them. It's a disgrace.
Well, I mean, the treatment of veterans the treatment of veterans is just abysmal, and that's something that we can't talk about enough, because we do not take care of our veterans properly in this country. We just don't. In terms of the psychology of it all, remember earlier we were talking about Hollywood movies. Again, remember growing up watching war movies?
Yeah.
How, matter of fact, it was that soldiers were at war. I mean, they were at war, and they're shooting around them, and they're blowing each other up, and guys are getting killed and all that.
Get
the truth of the matter is that it's a terrifying, psychologically distressing, mind-breaking, gut-wrenching, horrible thing.
Yeah.
And we are first starting to realize that. Isn't that amazing? We're first starting to fully come to grips with that.
Well, Saving Private Ryan, I think that Steven Spielberg movie with Tom Hanks and Matt Damon and whoever else was in it, it was really an eye-opener for a lot of people. I know some people in my family who were in the war, and they saw that movie and said, that's what it was like. That movie was what depicted it better than all the other John Wayne movies or whatever you would see that didn't depict this the real horrors of it. It's just, it was beyond belief. Okay, we discussed already, number one, the criticism of Obamacare and Affordable Care Act. So that wraps it up, our overview of the items that Talkers Magazine thinks were the big, the hot hits, the big topics this week. Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, find out what's going on in the world of talk radio at Talkers.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Deals, that's all coming up. So if you're a traveler thinking about spring travel, summer travel already, help yourself to the info. It's coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's just like
feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14 minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit SageConfidence.com.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here with Tom Parsons, who has been called by some the godfather of budget travel and deals, the king of cheap airfares, the seer of the skies. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com, with a focus today more on cruises, because there are a lot of deals that he wants you to know about. There are great benefits to traveling and taking cruises this time of year. Is this something unique to this year, or does it happen every year at this time?
Actually, it happens twice a year. They're called repositioning cruises. Now, if you're going to go to Europe, you'll find these cruises cheaper than the airfare alone, by hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We're seeing, and what that does is, the problem is when you're going over to the Europe, you're going to probably need at least 2 weeks to 3 weeks to travel, and it takes, because it takes 11 to 14 days in many cases to get those ships from Miami or from Tampa or Fort Lauderdale or San Juan or those destinations back to Europe for the summer season. Now, where you might find some better deal, but the prices are right, as little as $27 a day. That's your food, your entertainment, and all of that. But that's for an inside cabin. But we have been seeing balcony cabins go for like $600-700, which is pretty good for a 2 week. You know, it's just very cheap. Now, on the West Coast, I like them because most people can take advantage of them. They usually go out of L.A., San Diego. And they head up towards Alaska, but they end up in Vancouver for the summer Alaska cruises. And we see, you know, maybe an inside cabin go for $199. It's not unusual to find a 4 or 5 night cruise for a balcony cabin for $399. And you take off on the West Coast. You may stop in San Francisco, Oregon, Victoria, and end up in Vancouver. And there's and then in the fall it just reverses itself. It comes down out of Vancouver or Seattle back down the coast. Usually they'll start in Vancouver so they can gamble on the ship. Then the same thing about October, November, they start returning from Europe back to the United States. So you just have to decide if you got two.
So in your experience, do a lot of people take advantage of these? Is this something that becomes a terrific, because of the way you've explained it, a terrific incentive for folks who like to cruise anyway, maybe first-timers? Is this a good way for first-timers to have experience on cruises that might bring them back again?
Yeah, but I think it also, yeah, I think that too. But then also, I think you can get one of the, you know, when I look at cruises, they're going for like $699 for a balcony for 2 weeks going to Europe. And yet, if you take that same cruise ship 1 week in Europe, you'll be paying $2,000 or more for that same cabin. And so you're getting a much better value per day, per dollar. And you still see a whole bunch of different cities. Or you may just get up there and hit the seven seas and just say, you know what, 3 days, 4 days, that's pretty good. And it's also a good way to sometimes, if you want to see Belize or Rotatan, but you don't know if you really want to go there, well, at least you're there for a day, you can figure it out
right.
And come back.
Yeah, just if you go off the boat in the daytime, look around, and then, yeah, maybe you want to fly down. It's pretty easy to get to Belize from Miami. No sweat there, about an hour and a half ride, and you're there. Fly over Cuba, it's kind of fun. All right, there it is, the story of cruising, but you might want to check out more by going to the bestfares.com website, bestfares.com, and Tom Parsons here at Doug Steffi. You can check out more.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.